I really loved it all. My parents and my tastes are weirdly similar. But I would say Joni Mitchell has been the longstanding artist to stick with me. She was my mom's favorite and my dad's. He always would tell us stories about listening to her right before his wrestling matches in high school and college, which I think is a funny choice, but to get you pumped up for a wrestling match.
That's funny.
Well, and yeah, it was weird.
Today, but it's more death metal today, you know?
I know, right? I can imagine Michael Phelps when he's making that face before he swims, like listening to Joni Mitchell in his headphones. Like, I don't think so.
Well, you sound like you have a cool dad.
Yeah, he's very cool. And it just sort of goes to show that his connection to her lyrics and the way I think they kind of calmed his nerves and made him feel centered. And I feel totally the same way. If I were stranded on a desert island, I'd take Joni Mitchell's music with me. But, you know, all of those singer-songwriters of the 60s, 70s, Cat Stevens, James Taylor, Janice Ian, that they all were played constantly. I ultimately started to have a huge affiliation for Fleetwood Mac and Queen.
See, and that's so different from when I was growing up, because we hated our parents' music and our parents hated their parents' music. But that has totally changed in the last 20 years, because kids today, and I call you kid, but, you know, in the last 20 years, they, you know, parents and kids all kind of listen to the same kind of music. They're hipping each other to the old stuff as well as to the new stuff.
Oh, absolutely. I think we are so lucky to live in this time. I think that the music that came out of my parents' generation is, well, for me, it's just impossible to beat, although we're going to try, or at least to live up to it. It's huge shoes to fill, but it's such an honor to be living in a time that incredible art was created.
Well, you mentioned Fleetwood Mac as one of the musics you were listening to growing up. Let's go there. Lindsey Buckingham played on your second album. How did you get that to happen?
It was kind of a fluke. The producer of that record, Rob Cavallo, is a good friend of Lindsey Buckingham's. And, gosh, it's weird to just call him by his first name, but Lindsey came by Rob's studio while we were on tour. We happened to like to tour in between takes at the studio. It's like we'll go in for a month and then we'll go on the road for 2 months and then come back and add what we've come up with on the road to the record. So it was one of those times when we were on the road and our producer played him our song, If I Loved You. He just started fiddling around on a guitar and came up with a brilliant part. He's Lindsey Buckingham.
This is GLT Sound Ideas. I'm talking with Brittany Holgis of the band Delta Ray. Some of the descriptions of your guys' sound includes phrases like blues-tinged and gospel-like, country rock, things like that. One of the blues-tinged songs that you have on your albums is The Bottom of the River, and you made a really cool video out of it as well. Who gets credit for the song? Who gets credit for the creation of the video?
It's a team effort. The song actually came to my brother in a dream. Eric, he's the one who plays keys, and he woke up one night and in a fog had this melody for the chorus, recorded it on his phone and went back to sleep, forgot about it. When he discovered it again, he's like, he brought it to Ian and said, I think I'm writing a gospel song. Ian took that chorus and crafted a verse. Then we brought it to our producer for that first record, Alex Wong, who helped us craft the breakdown that happens at the end when all the percussion parts come in and things get kind of wild. If you fall, hold my hand. Ooh, baby, it's a long way down to the bottom of the river. Hold my hand. Ooh, baby, it's a long way down, a long way down. The wolves will chase you by the pale moonlight.
The name Delta Ray, or I should say the name of the band Delta Ray, comes from a character in a novel that your mother What, is writing or has written already?
She's still writing it. She's finished the first draft. She's working on draft two, and we're all dying to read what she's got. What I've read so far is awesome. It is about a girl from the South who awakens the Greek gods on Mount Olympus to save her dad. I guess I get sort of my magic affinity from my mom.
Okay. Well, you talked about having a lot of music in your house growing up. Was there also a lot of storytelling that was part of your family when you were growing up?
Yeah, there really was. My dad's actually an incredible storyteller. He every night would make up stories for us. There were characters, recurring characters, and recurring storylines. When we were little and asked him for a story every night, it was always inspiring and, you know, comforting. He also played a lot of characters in the games that we play as kids, and he fully took those characters on and would not break character no matter what. You know, you'd come out, he'd be carrying in groceries, but you'd be like, you're that guy, you're that character. He'd drop the groceries and become the character, you know, eggs cracking on the ground. It didn't matter. He was not going to let you down.
So that theatrical element probably carries over to your stage show, I would imagine.
Absolutely. Yeah, we try and give the audience little surprises or, you know, exciting things beyond just a musical experience.
Well, there's a lot of different sounds going on in Delta Ray, as I hinted at before. Where do you guys feel you are on a continuum of where you are sound-wise to where you want to be? Are you getting there? Are you there?
Yeah, thanks for asking, because it's definitely been a journey. I think we're getting there. I think that this album we're about to release is the most disciplined album we've ever created. I think we're sharpening the tip of the spear, so that, you know, we can release this and people will really get it. You know, I think the two albums we've made so far have been real artistic expressions and exploratory. You know, at some point you do kind of want to find what works for you and be able to feel settled in a groove. And I think we found that groove, and I would call it, you know, Americana, which we've long had as one of the many genres that people ascribe to us, and I think we're really coming into that. That Bonnie Raitt once said at a concert we saw her that Americana was just good music. So if we can at least qualify in that regard, I'll be happy.
Well, continued good luck to you. Brittany Holges of Delta Ray is going to be at the Castle Theater here really soon. Nice to talk with you, and continued good luck to you.
Thank you so much, John. Appreciate it.